Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Remember, you can plant a seed today to get to where you're going tomorrow. That's the good news. Here's the way I like to, what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. He says this, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing." Oh, he don't know a lot of things, but he says, "But this one thing I do know, forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Are you ready to continue to press forward? You need to look at your life and say, "Lord, am I where I should be?" Some of us have been saved for 50, 40 years and still haven't grown to where God has us to be. God says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Folks, we have to grow up and continue to press. We can't live on old wise fables, but we need to stand on the Word of God. Many of people don't know where they stand in the Word of God. The reason being, they're not in it. Whenever you get in God's Word, it is a mirror. It will show you yourself. And then I tell you, sometimes the picture is not pretty. But whenever you're looking in that mirror, what do you have to do? You have to make adjustments. So God wants you to get into His Word and make adjustments so you can be used by Him. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to make adjustments to be used by the Lord? Now, the Lord's of the harvest is a reminder that God's Word is true. If you talk to anybody, even people that are not saved, they'll tell you what goes around comes around. They know the laws of the harvest. They know if you sow something, you're going to actually get what you put in. They know it. So this tells us, that reminds us, that God's Word is true. And be not deceived, folks. That's what I want you to understand. It says God will not be mocked. In other words, sometimes we go through the week and we create all type of chaos, but then we come to church and pray for a crop failure. Doesn't happen that way. Whatever you did all week is going to, you know, happen on Sunday. You can't say, "Hey, party Saturday night," and then want to come into church and praise the Lord. It ain't going to happen that way. You reap what you sow. God, be not deceived. God will not be mocked. This is a law that He set in place, and it's still in place. But here's the question I would like to ask you. It says, have you sowed in the Son of God? That is the question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that He died on Calvary's cross for your sins, and then on the third day He rose from the grave, have you sowed that good seed? If you sowed that good seed, the Bible says, then you can reap everlasting life. Let's pray. Father God, we come once again, Lord, just thanking You for this opportunity. Lord God, to stand before Your people, Lord, to give them not only encouragement, but Lord God, also a warning. Lord God, we talked about the laws of the harvest, where we can learn so many things. Lord, You tell us that we reap if we sow. So Lord God, we need to sow good things, and we get good things. Lord God, and You told us, Lord, that if we reap what we sow. So Lord God, we thank You for that. And then thank God for Your mercy is everlasting. You say we reap more than we sow. You said where sin abounded, Lord, grace much more abound. So we know we reap more than we sow. And then we know that we reap later than we sow. Lord God, we know just that perfect time You will make our harvest come. And Lord God, it'll be at the time of great need. I'm reminded of, Lord God, when Joseph, Lord God, was sold into slavery. Lord God, but he kept sowing those good things. And Lord God, You put him in a position to be second in command of Egypt. And then when everybody else had a drought, You gave him a harvest. Oh Lord God, You're just too good, Lord God. We just thank You for all that You do. And Lord God, we also thank You that even though our harvest today might not have been what it should be, we thank God that we can sow today. And Lord God, that we can look for a greater harvest.
thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.